With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Pentagon says a pair of Navy pilots are going to be okay after being shot down over the Red Sea this morning in an apparent friendly fire incident. Both men recovered alive, one suffering minor injuries. The incident came as the military conducts airstrikes against Houthi rebels in Yemen. This past week, California declared a state of emergency in response to the spread of the bird flu to cows.
California has become the epicenter of new bird flu infections. As the nation's largest dairy-producing state, it accounts for 75% of cattle cases and over half of the 61 confirmed human cases nationwide. Though health officials say the risk to the general public remains low, Governor Newsom's proclamation allows federal and state agencies to work together to monitor and test for new cases. The move comes after the Center for Disease Control and Prevention reported the country's first case of severe illness in a person in Louisiana.
BBC correspondent Sarah Granville. Japan's biggest bank apologizing after an employee allegedly stole more than $6.6 million from customers' safe deposit boxes.
The bank, MUFG, says it's investigating and that several billion yen might have been taken. The thefts occurred at two Tokyo branches of the bank from April 2020 until the problem was discovered at the end of October. MUFG Bank's president and CEO Junichi Hanzawa says the female employee responsible for managing the safe deposit boxes and their keys is suspected of taking advantage of that position to steal from the boxes of about 60 customers.
Correspondent Jeremy House. The German government says it did receive a warning last year about the suspected perpetrator in a car attack at a Christmas market this weekend. Federal Office for Migration and Refugees said it passed the message on. This is SRN News. An appeals court in Louisiana has ruled that NASDAQ cannot require diversity on the boards of companies that list on the exchange. The decision comes more than 3 years after the Biden administration's Securities and Exchange Commission approved NASDAQ's efforts to force companies to place greater numbers of homosexuals, women, and racial minorities on their boards. The proposed policy would have required most of the nearly 3,000 companies listed on NASDAQ to have at least one homosexual on their board. Israel is closing its embassy in Ireland over the latter country's support for the Palestinians. The decision to close the embassy comes in response to what Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar describes as Ireland's extreme anti-Israel policies. Earlier this year, Israel recalled its ambassador to Dublin after Ireland announced that it would, along with Norway, Spain, and Slovenia, unilaterally recognize a Palestinian state. This is SRN News. It wasn't your typical theft, and it had a nice ending.
A baby Jesus figurine taken from a nativity scene in Colorado has been returned, and with an apology. Police in Fort Collins say it was stolen from a public display and was dropped off anonymously at a fire station. It was accompanied by a note saying, "I'm really sorry, I made a dumb mistake. It won't happen again." Police have looked at the surveillance video and say the person appeared to be a teenager or young adult. Jason Walker reporting.
Baseball Hall of Famer and stolen base king Ricky Henderson has passed away. He was 65 years old, known as baseball's man of steel. He broke Lou Brock's single-season record of 118 by swiping 130 bases back in 1982, led the league in steals for seven straight seasons and 12 overall. This is SRN News.